20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of a Pack-A-Day Podcast, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thank you so much for making this part of your day. My name is Nick Schmitz, and I will be your host for today. Back after a week hiatus due to some stuff at work, but nothing negative, just having to work a little bit later and, conflicts with recording time sometimes. So what can you say? But back again this week, and we'll be picking up where, well, not where we, because I wasn't here last week, but picking up where we left off last week with the Packers all-time draft. A couple weeks ago, we did the word association game, went through positions, and when we gave a position, the idea was, hey, who comes to mind when you hear this position? And that sparked Jacob to think of the idea. Well, why don't we just kind of do that, but just have a draft instead and make our own team? So last week I was not here for the offensive part of that, but we are going to continue this week drafting defense. And thanks to our own Maggie Loney, I somehow wound up with the first pick in this defensive draft. So this is how it's going to work. Each of us, Maggie, Jacob, and myself, we're going to be drafting two pass rushers, a defensive tackle, two linebackers, two corners, and two safeties. And it's going to be a snake draft, so it'll go me, then Jacob, then Maggie, back to Jacob, back to me, so on. That's how snake drafts work. Most of you probably already know that. So
unless I'm hosting, in which case we do it wrong at some point. So host this week.
Right. So how it works with Jacob is he understands the purpose of a snake draft. He just doesn't know how to officiate a snake draft.
Apparently not. So can't ask me to do two things at once. I'm a typical male.
It's like walking and chewing gum at the same time.
Correct. Couldn't do that either.
So, all right. Well, with that, we will get started here. And so with the first pick, and mind you, by the way, too, real quick here, if it wasn't apparent last week, it'll become very apparent here very quickly. Thank you for my half of peace there, Jacob. I appreciate that. This doesn't have to be in any particular order, right? So it's not like we're all going to draft starting with two pass rushers. If I wanted to, I could take a safety first and then so
I'd
on
recommend
and so
it.
Forth. Yeah, it's kind of like that old fantasy football commercial. Take kickers, they go fast, right?
Right,
Manning's retired, both of them. Yeah, that old joke. I'm sorry. Anyway, moving on. We'll move on here. So with the first pick, as I told Jacob, there's really only one right answer for me to do at this point. I'm taking Reggie White. I think that's, I don't know, that seems pretty obvious to take. So I'm taking Reggie White with the first pick. So we'll move to Maggie now. Maggie, you're
incorrect. It's me.
Wow. So, all right. So Jacob, don't feel bad because, I already screwed it up and we're not even technically two picks in. So, all right, Jacob, with the second pick, you are taking.
Well, we tried really hard to trade up for number one. This is one of those where you weep and gnash teeth and then eventually get over with, I thought about one other pick just because I thought that might bother Maggie a little bit, but I can't do that in good conscience and keep my guy off the board. It's Charles Woodson, number 21, is my second overall pick.
I'm actually surprised. I had someone else that I thought you would take with your
– Interesting.
But it makes sense, though. Woodson slipped my mind a little bit.
Okay.
Sorry, Packer fan.
We'll have to talk after the show. So but, now Maggie gets that old back-to-back.
All right, so Maggie, with your first pick, you take. I don't think there's going to be any surprise here.
No, so I did think that Jacob was going to take Charles Woodson until pre-show when he said, "How badly do I want to hurt Maggie?" And then I got really anxious. I'm taking Za'Darius Smith and B.J. Raji back to back, and I'm just going to be as happy as I've ever been sitting here. I've already won the draft.
Oh, I disagree because I get a chance to win the draft now. I am happy. I think this is the other person that you thought I was going to take, Nick. I am taking the all-time leader in sacks in the history of the franchise, Clay Matthews.
Nope. I just assumed that Za'Darius Smith was going to be the second person after Reggie White taken.
Really? Okay. I mean, Z definitely has some work to do to catch up with the Claymaker.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, back to me then here. I'm going to take probably my favorite player on defense of all time. I'm going to take Nick Collins. And then I'm going to follow that up with another pick of Gilbert Brown for my defensive tackle.
Wow, I can't believe that this is shaping out as well as it is for me. there's a couple different things. I said this last week. I firmly believe in build the front and the rest falls around it. I also believe in pass rushers, and there's no such thing as too many of them. I have Clay, and now I'm going to put the other guy who is unofficially the all-time sack leader. If you ask Corey Behnke, he is officially the all-time sack leader. My guy, Willie Davis, I will take him to be the bookend with Clay Matthews. So as you guys can see, we don't care if their hands are in the dirt if they stand up primarily. We just kind of called them pass rushers and went with that. So I have Willie Davis and Clay Matthews, a little past and present.
All right. Well, Maggie, back to you again now with the double pick.
I think I'm going to work on my secondary. I'm going to take Al Harris and Laura Butler.
That was going to be my next pick, so thank you for that, Maggie. That one stung a little bit. So
you took Jack Kramer for me last week.
Hey, you're not wrong, so it's okay. I understand. So with that in mind, then, I suppose I can't take Leroy Butler, so I can't fortify that portion of the secondary. So I am going – I'm in a tough spot. So I'm good on the edge. I could go up the middle, or I could go with another cornerback on the other end. And I'm going to do a little bit more of the past and present. I'm going to go with Herb Adderley on the other side of Charles Woodson.
Herb Adderley, all right, to go with Charles Woodson. All right, so back to me then. Well, Jacob, thank you for the recommendation, by the way, of writing down all these names, because I'm pretty certain by this point I would be very lost of how this...
So you're the guy at the fantasy drafts that picks somebody who's already been taken?
No, because I am the guy that refuses to do, like, handwritten drafts, so we're always using, you know, an online thing, so it's not actually possible for me to take somebody that's already been drafted. But I have been known to ask, hey, why can't I find such and such a player when looking through in drafts? And I'm like, well, that's because, Nick, if you were paying attention, they've already been taken. So, I'm going to have to, because I talked about it when we did the word association game with linebacker. One of my favorite players growing up as a kid, because he had the same name as me, I'm going to take Nick Barnett for one of my linebackers. And then I think I'm going to take my second pass rusher already. And it might seem a little bit odd, but I really liked when Colin Jenkins was on the team. So I'm going to take Colin Jenkins as my other pass rusher.
Okay, a little Colin Jenkins love here. He was definitely one of the best players on that Super Bowl team. So that leads to me, right?
Yes, back to you, Jacob.
All right, I can't believe he's still on the board, but that's a good problem to have. I'm going to take Ray Nitschke. Wasn't going to be on the board for long. So this is why Maggie and I can't be in a fantasy league together either.
I think it also is not helpful that you guys pick consecutively. Like, it would have been better if I was somehow in the middle, because I would just be the idiot that just doesn't pick people that should be there. And then you guys could just continue to have double picks. But all right. Well, Ray Nitschke, back to you, Maggie.
I'll take Dave Robinson as one of my linebackers. And then I'm really conflicted about who to take at edge, but I think I'm going to go with Julius Peppers, even though he wasn't with Green Bay very long term, because the idea of Julius Peppers and Za'Darius Smith rushing off the edge together is too enticing to pass up.
All right. Well, Jacob, back to you.
Alrighty, so I'm going to look. Oh, your Colin Jenkins pick in the middle really kind of messed with me a little bit, Nick. So I was going to take him as a defensive tackle. I guess that's technically cheating, right? So
Wait. Am I the cheater here, or are you going to be the cheater by taking him as a
defensive? It would be cheating by me. He kind of did both, I guess, because he was a 4-3 defensive end for a little bit, and then he played 3-4 defensive end and some defensive tackle, too. So
There's somebody that's being forgotten here that you're going to kick yourself, Jacob.
I'm going to kick myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. With that in mind, I'm not taking AJ Hawk just to spite Dan Kotnick. So just so we know that off the front here, I can't take any more corners. Although it would be kind of cool if I could play Charles Woodson at safety, that would be awesome. Yeah, as far as defensive tackles go, I think that's something to fortify a little bit. And I know he's young, and I know there's some other guys that have definitely played that role really well, but, I mean, it's really hard to go against him, so I'm going to take Kenny Clark.
Okay, that's who I was surprised was still on the board.
All right, yeah, hold on.
That makes sense.
We got to pause here for a second because I don't have Maggie's other pick. So you had Dave Robinson and who else?
Julius Peppers.
Okay, Peppers, you're right. Okay, that's right. And then, Jacob, you just took Kenny Clark, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to take my second linebacker here. This is somebody that, growing up, that I don't know why, I just liked his name. I'm going to take George Koontz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As you can tell, Maggie and Jacob are actually building this based on, like, what an actual good defense would look like. I'm just like, yeah, these are players that I liked growing up as a kid. Sure. So, I guess I have another pick here, don't I? Yeah, I guess. So I will take George Koontz, and then I will take Mike McKenzie.
That felt right. After our last show, that felt right.
Well, special shout out to the Monday crew that cut Mike McKenzie. The entire group of you. Two of you took Ahmad Carroll over Mike McKenzie. Shame on both of you who will remain nameless. All right. Now that I'm done ranting, I'm up and I need a safety and I need Willie Wood. So that is going to be my first pick on the back end there.
All right. And then back to Maggie.
I'm going to take Tremon Williams from my girl Perry Goldstein as my corner. And then I know that Jacob can't do it, but I'll take AJ Hawk as my second middle linebacker.
I don't have a second linebacker yet, so that tells you my thoughts on the position. Can I take Christian Kirksey even though – no, I'm kidding. Yeah, there's a few guys in here. So I need one safety and I need one linebacker left here yet. And you know what? I think that on the back end there, this is me trusting my own draft process. But I had him as the highest rated safety, and I trust this as much as I can. So I am going to take Darnell Savage and put him in next to Willie Wood and let him learn from the old guard, if you will, and get a little speed on that back end.
All right. Back to me then. And I still need another safety, and I think I need another corner, and I think that's it for me. Well, I'm going to take a safety here. Again, this is probably going to be head scratchers for most of you out there, but I'm going to take Eugene Robinson because, sorry, I'm not – like I said 2 weeks ago, I can't take Darren Sharper, so we'll put Eugene Robinson in there instead. And then,
keep an eye on him the night before the Super Bowl. Look up Super Bowl 33.
Oh, okay. All right. I was very confused. Sorry. What else is new? So I need one more corner, right?
That's what we're told.
I will kind of piggyback off of what Jacob just did here, and I'll take Jair Alexander and put him in there. And That's it. So this is the end here. So Jacob, your last pick
is a linebacker, and I am going to go. If I need a big play in the Super Bowl, I know who's going to scoop up the fumble that Clay Matthews forces, and that's Desmond Bishop. So kind of a 1 year wonder, if you will, in this Packers defense because his hamstring literally blew up the next year, and he was never the same. But I'll take Des next to Ray, and I wish you guys very much luck if one of them ever squares you up.
All right.
I don't foresee that happening, but
probably not, no.
All right, Maggie, so finish off the draft here with the last pick. You're taking who?
Yeah, Yeah, so my last pick was a safety, and, you know, I toyed with some of the recent safeties that have come through Green Bay, but decided instead to go with Chuck Cecil as my last pick of my draft.
All right. So now we have, well, I don't have an offense because I didn't draft. I guess technically I could go in with what Perry took last week,
She did you a pretty solid service, too. She had a good little team.
All right. Well, that's probably because she's smarter at this than I am, but...
no argument.
yes. As the listeners probably know, that comes as very little surprise. But, all right. Well, so that was kind of fun. Let's just kind of do this real quick here, run through our teams one more time. Hopefully you guys wrote yours down. I wrote down every pick. But so for me, I had Reggie White, Nick Collins, Gilbert Brown, Colin Jenkins, Nick Barnett, George Kuntz, Mike McKenzie, Eugene Robinson, and Jair Alexander. All right, and Jacob, you ended up with?
Clay Matthews, Willie Davis, Kenny Clark, Ray Nitschke, Desmond Bishop, Charles Woodson, Herb Adderley, Willie Wood, and Darnell Savage.
See, what Jacob did there, which was very nice, is he put them in order. I just listed mine in the order that I drafted them. So, and Maggie, your team is?
My team is in order, and it is Julius Peppers, Za'Darius Smith, B.J. Raji, A.J. Hawk, Dave Robinson, Tremont Williams, Al Harris, Leroy Butler, and Chuck Cecil.
All right, and I think we can all, if we're all ranking them, I don't know about you two, but I'm probably going to put mine at third, and then we
same.
Can, and then yeah, and then we can just debate.
You have Reggie White, though.
We can.
Do you know what level of incompetency that takes, though, to have the greatest defensive player ever and end up with the worst draft?
I would assume it's something like being the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Maggie.
The Detroit Lions would have been a better dig, though, because they've had maybe the best running back and receiver ever, and both of them quit in their prime, so they didn't have to play for the Lions anymore.
That's true. That's true. But
so something fun then, Nick. I don't want to go off script, I guess, but, I mean, who got snubbed in honor of Za'Darius Smith? Who didn't get picked that maybe – because there's a couple that came to mind for me, not right away, but after you think a little bit. So who got snubbed? Anybody got anybody?
Well, I think, for good reason. I mentioned nobody drafted Darren Sharper for obvious reasons. I would think that he would probably be somewhere on this list if he wasn't kind of a bad person.
Well, yeah, it's just a bad
Nick's
person.
Trying to be diplomatic, but yeah,
yes,
a bad
yes,
person.
I'm
it's
trying,
okay.
And I catch myself doing that a lot, where like I use the word kind of like. Putting it in front of something that I'm just like, yeah, it doesn't need to be there and probably shouldn't. But, I mean, I think you could always make an argument for Preston Smith as of late. I mean, he's someone looking at it.
Preston kind of came to mind because at work when I'm having a good day, I do the Preston Smith sack dance. So there's that.
What is that like for your coworkers?
There's only a couple that can see me, and they don't care, so it's fine.
But, I guess that's the thing we're going for. I guess they don't care.
Thankfully, I've been doing it a lot lately. Business has been good to me so far, so that's positive. But the couple that came, Preston was one who came to mind. Aaron Campman came to mind, and so did Kabir Gabaja Biamila. Those were a couple people on that end of things. As far as the secondary, I think we kind of hit it pretty good. I mean,
Morgan Burnett came to mind for me. Sam Shields is a good one.
Yeah, Sam Shields. Another one, I mean, he didn't spend a long time in Green Bay, but it's a name that comes to mind that I'm sure Green Bay wouldn't mind having him today was Grady Jackson. I don't know if that's – I mean, wasn't in Green Bay long enough to really stand out in anyone's mind.
No, he stands – I'll have to tell you guys the story off camera because we don't have the time at the moment. But, yeah, my dad enjoys – Grady Jackson. So I remember Grady Jackson was like 370 pounds and his belly hung out of his jersey. So that was,
I think that's why people remember him.
that very well could be. Yeah. On the safety end. So I got Willie Wood and Darnell Savage. Maggie, you've got Chuck Cecil and Leroy Butler. Nick, you had Nick Collins and Eugene Robinson.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think you mentioned the one guy that theoretically could have been a snub, but like you said, I'm not picking him if I don't have to.
Henry
yeah.
Jordan
yeah.
was my other linebacker or outside linebacker option. Mm-hmm. That feels like a snub a little bit.
Linebackers, I think we hit. Well, somebody picked AJ Hawk, so there you go, Dan.
Yeah, I think for the most part, it feels like we did a pretty good job. Beyond the few that we looked at, I don't really feel like there's too many big snubs. But then again, there's probably lots of people out there yelling at their car right now saying, "Nick, you forgot this person," and it's probably true because I forget a lot of things. But this was fun. Sorry that I couldn't be here for the offensive portion of it, but Jacob, you had mentioned potentially doing a all-time NFL draft, which my response to that was, I don't know if my brain's large enough to be able to handle that, which Jacob did not argue with.
And never will.
So, kind of a shorter episode. Obviously didn't take too long last week to go through everything, didn't take too long this week to go through everything. Try to keep it to about 20 minutes. Real quickly, we'll wrap up here for the day, but anything in particular you guys want to touch upon within the world of sports, within the world of the NFL? I don't know if we're ever going to have baseball, but it sounds like that might be more promising, but stay tuned, TBD. Anything in particular you guys have been, and part of the reason why I asked this is because I apologize that I didn't record it because it would have been a great, like, outtake type of thing. But Maggie was telling me all these different things before the show, and I kept having to raise my hand, which, yes, I actually do that. Jacob made fun of me for that. I raise my hand when I have a question and wait to be called on like a third grader. But Maggie was explaining all these things to me that I did not know about because I'm not on Twitter anymore. So part of the reason why I'm opening this up is because I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know what's kind of current right now. So if there's anything that two of you guys are thinking about real quick that you want to mention, say anything about, you know, now's the time for that. Otherwise, we can just call it a day.
Mike Wendland, we have no beef, but Marcelo Ozuna is not better than Giancarlo Stanton in any world, including this one.
All right, so some baseball talk. And Maggie, anything you want to get into?
I have no beef with anybody.
That's good.
I just said we have no beef, so I don't have beef with anybody, unless they do with me, in which case, I mean, that's fine. I can handle it.
Jacob is a big boy. He can...
Mm-hmm. He... Pretty sure that was a fat joke. So Nick's getting punched next time I see him. So thank you for that.
Poor Nick.
No, don't say that because Annie wouldn't agree with that. Annie would just be like, yeah, Jacob, go ahead and punch Nick. All right. Well, with that, that was fun. We can definitely do something like this again. Part of it is between COVID and everything that's going on right now, the world's kind of a little different than it has been in recent years. So the NFL and everything that's going on, not a whole lot of news. So, you know, A, thank you for bearing with us and me particularly having to listen to my babbling, about stuff. But thanks for sticking with us. When we get closer, training camp will eventually start, we hope and presume. And the season will start, and we hope and presume that it will. And there will be more actual day-to-day content. But, man, I got to tell you, as somebody that works in radio, we only do this 20 minutes a day, and to fill every day, it can be challenging from time to time. So we hope that you guys enjoy this stuff. And like I said, I always say it. I don't know. I can't speak for other show teams here, but I say, if you guys have a topic that you want us to discuss, please let us know. We are more than happy to, you know, talk about what you guys want to hear. That's really what we're here for, is for you, the listener. So if you, the listener, have something that you really want to hear us discuss, let us know on Twitter. You can't let me know on Twitter because I'm not there anymore, but let us know. Tweet at Packaday Podcast on Twitter. You can also tweet at Maggie and Jacob, which they'll give you their Twitter handles here in just a minute. Just let us know if there's something you want us to talk about. We'd be more than happy to do it. So real quickly, guys, before we wrap up, like I said, I like to always let you guys kind of plug your work. So Maggie, people want to follow you, get in touch with your work. How do they do that?
You can find me on Twitter at Maggie J. Loney. I also write 2 articles a week for Cheesehead TV, and I podcast with Perry Goldstein for Packs What She Said. We have a really fun episode coming out on Sunday, so make sure you check that out.
Perfect. And where can they find that podcast? Is that... Anywhere in particular?
Any podcasting platform, but it's also posted on the Cheesehead TV website, which is probably the easiest way to find it.
All right, perfect. And Jacob, people want to follow your work, get in touch with you. How do they do that?
You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Jacob Westendorf. As Maggie and Perry pointed out last week, the pictures of my daughter are worth the follow alone, so you get plenty of those.
It's really the only reason to follow Jacob.
That's completely fair also. And you can check out over at Packer Report 66. And I think I'm meeting with Maggie and Perry for a happy hour here in the near future. So that should be fun.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Maggie, Jacob, thank you for putting up with me yet again this week. I'm sure the week off was, well, according to Jacob, it wasn't much better with him running the show. But so maybe the next time, Maggie, just you should run the show. I don't know.
I ran the Ty Summer show, and that one was fine.
Yeah,
so.
See? Yeah. Yeah, maybe we just need a change in leadership here. I don't know. But thank you so much for joining us all today. Maggie, Jacob, thank you once again. Again, like I said, for putting up with me. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. And as always, go Pack Go.